Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Ann and Nancy bringing us back, the Wilson Sisters, otherwise known as Hart. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Small Business Advocate and one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Every time Mark Zuckerberg opens his mouth, he makes that book look like a prophecy. I hope you'll check it out. Christopher McDaniel is our guest, new friend, soon to be not a new friend. We're going to have him back. He's president of the Institute's Risk Stream Collaborative. And Christopher, tell us about the Institute.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the Institute is our parent organization, and they have been in the insurance space for 109 years now. They came out of the Wharton School, and they focus on education and research in the insurance space. And the board of the Institute is made up of 40-plus CEOs of really large insurance organizations. So back in 2017, they asked the board asked the Institute to kick the tires on this blockchain thing, figure it out if it was something that the industry would be interested in, and that's how we came to be. So we've got 42 property and casualty firms now that are members, and another 10 that are life and annuity firms that are expanding very rapidly.
So I have an idea, and we've talked a little bit about how blockchain is going to affect business, how it's going to affect contracts, how it's going to affect the legal industry, maybe even the accounting industry, certainly the banking industry. And it seems that the industries that are probably the most in jeopardy if blockchains and cryptocurrency become ubiquitous, to use your word and one of my favorite words, then they're getting out ahead of this. They're finding a way to be relevant in the crypto age. And so my question is, what is obviously the creation of your new entity, the collaborative, is the insurance industry's desire to make sure that you guys remain relevant. So what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? What do you start out with? If you'll be honest about it, and I know you will, what are you concerned about? What's the industry's concerns about blockchain, and how do you plan to stay relevant in that world?
Sure, absolutely. Well, for better or for worse, the insurance industry has a lot of manual processes. They have a lot of electronic processes that are extremely inefficient that have been built over a number of years. And there's a lot of startups out there that are doing interesting things that could potentially disrupt the industry over time. So, it's extremely important for the insurance industry to, really look at what they can do to stay relevant and to make sure that they continue to stay relevant.
What would be an example of how failing to get out front of this, the insurance industry would wake up one morning and say, "Wait a minute, all these things we've been doing, we've been charging people for, we can't charge them for that anymore because somebody else came up with another way." What would be an example of that?
Sure. So, a number of different examples. One of the most interesting ones out there, there's a number of startups that are in what we call parametric insurance. And parametric insurance just basically means you look at the environment and the situation and pay people automatically. So, for example, there's ones that are in the airline space. So if you have vacation insurance or whatever, right, and your flight gets canceled, then you automatically get paid. You can't do that kind of thing unless you have some kind of mechanism like blockchain to track that information in real time and to be able to handle that. So, if the insurance companies don't start getting into those kind of things and participating in those kind of spaces, it's easy for a startup to get into those
companies that provide travel insurance, that sort of thing, they would wind up becoming irrelevant, wouldn't they?
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's interesting from that standpoint. You know, there's others that are what we call efficiency plays. And quite frankly, there are many more efficiency plays right now that are about organizations becoming more efficient so they can than their competitors, so that they can compete as well. So you've got the startups out here that are could potentially disrupt, and then you've got the efficiency albatrosses that are around right. people's necks, that if they don't fix them, they can't right. compete.
So if company A takes 10 days to pay somebody, and company B takes 20 days or 30 days to pay somebody, and all of a sudden company B gets blockchain and starts paying people in 2 days, well, company A is in trouble. It's not just the unknown entities that you're worried about. It's also the known entities. And so do you see this as a race to blockchain? This internal pressure is a double whammy is a double momentum on the blockchain becoming ubiquitous, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I'll give you a great example. One of the applications that we have is first notice of loss. So first notice of loss is basically the process. You know, you have three people in a three-car accident. Three different insurance companies, on average, to get everybody synced up and on the claim and all the insurance companies to have all the information, takes an average of like 30 phone calls to do.
Wow.
With each phone call taking 20 to 30 minutes each. Well, by putting that on the blockchain, we can reduce that down from 30 calls to 3 phone calls. Mm. So, you know, the amount of efficiency gain is huge. And
right.
if some company decides, no, I'm just going to keep doing it the old way, well, guess what? It's going to be really hard to compete.
And everyone listening is thinking, hey, all that they're talking about is good for the customer. It's all that's good for the customer. We're going to talk to Christopher McDaniel more after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.